Carrie and Tommy have a stack of laughs for you in this podcast all sorted. And Tassal has dinner sorted with responsibly sourced Tassie salmon that has a healthy boost of omega-3 in every bite.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. Welcome to Tuesday, everyone. How are we, guys?
Have you noticed
that
when you work on this show that your toilet habits change a lot? Because I've just noticed that we get through so many nuts in a day.
Oh, yes. We're squirrels.
And I think we might be eating too much between our cashews, our almonds, our munch little cluster things we eat, then the bars.
And you know what I've had today? Nuts. I've already had a whole bunch of nuts and nibblies. And then Sonna and I just ripped through a pack of hot and spicy Dorito twirls. So look out, bogs of the world. It's going
to
be a hecker's afternoon.
Some different food into our repertoire for our afternoon snack.
I mean, especially if you want to stay and keep your title as the cutest in the universe, according to your T-shirt that you're wearing at the moment. Or cutest in the galaxy. Sorry, Bickers.
I do have a question. With this top on, which is a top I bought online when I was buying my daughter Evie, who's six, some clothes. I saw this. I don't even know who that character is. Is that Yoda?
That's Yoda, yes.
Yeah, I saw a Yoda T-shirt that said cutest in the galaxy. Keep in mind, I have not watched a Yoda show. And I bought it, but I'm also wearing it with some hypercolor, not hypercolor, what would you call them?
Awful?
What's this called? This style
pink,
of
fluoro, neon.
When it's all tie-dye, hot pink.
You just look like you fell through a kid's section of the store.
Sneakers. That I really loved, but it's taken me 6 months to wear because I feel like a 13-year-old girl when I have them on.
But my question is, when you saw the cutest in the galaxy T-shirt hanging up, did you think, that's me? Is that what you thought? That's me. That's Bickers.
I thought it could be new me.
What do you mean?
Like, I think sometimes I dress too old and it would freshen up my wardrobe.
The galaxy.
Because the thing is, last time I bought T-shirts with things on, I bought a Guns N' Roses one. Mm. I do not like Guns N' Roses.
No, I know. We tried to use them in an opening one of our segments on this, and you were like, no. It was Welcome to the Jungle, and you went, what is that, wearing a Guns N' Roses T-shirt?
Then I bought a Soundgarden one, and I thought, neither are very me, you know. So now cutest in the galaxy.
Yeah, great. It's up there. My friend said she wore a T-shirt in high school, so when she was like, 15 and had a fake ID and going to nightclubs and stuff. And it said, if being sexy is a crime, then lock me up. and her parents were fine. We're like, yeah, you go. You'll be right.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
At Carrie Tommy Show this afternoon. Go and check it out online if you want to see Bicker's sweet outfit from that Yoda show.
I've now been told it's not even Yoda. Who is it? Grow or something?
Grogu.
And who is Grogu?
It's not worth, mate.
Okay.
It's not worth
explaining. But do I go around saying, hey, I'm wearing Yoda? Or do I say I'm wearing Grogu?
I just reckon you say, yo, cutest in the galaxy here. That's what you do.
Or perhaps I just don't let the T-shirt speak for itself.
Yeah, because you can't speak for it. What do you mean?
Okay. Now, I need the people involved in this next thing we're going to talk about.
The masses.
Because I think you're all wrong and I'm right.
Okay.
We were discussing on our work group WhatsApp this morning.
Yes, I've got some of the messages here.
I had to do a chat with someone in our team, in our broader team, whose name is Tom.
Or Thom.
Well, I thought it was Thom because it's
you wrote
T-H-O-M.
Yes, and you said, do I call him Thom? Or Tom.
And then everyone was like, ha ha, Tim, No, I'm actually asking, is his name Thom or Tom? And then you all made me feel like an idiot and said there's no such thing as a person called Thom.
I am a Thomas.
You're not a Thomas.
I am.
Stop making this confusing.
I don't know why this is. I am a Thomas.
You're not a Thomas. You're a Thomas and we call you Tommy, okay?
I don't know. I don't know why I don't get a say in my own name.
Because I know your name's not Thomas.
I'm a Thomas, mate.
You're not a Thomas.
Everyone thinks it's a funny name. And so I just went then with Thomas, which then became Tommy.
Just the way you lie so easily.
What do you mean?
We'll get your mum on the phone.
Mate, you know my mum doesn't want to come on the show. She's too busy.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Your
she
dad comes
has.
On willingly.
Yeah, I don't
Actually,
know.
Actually, he hasn't come on since we showed him the WAP video.
I think he was the only one that was fine with the WAP video. You nearly disappeared up your
own ass. The most awkward moment of my entire broadcasting
it was
life.
Fine.
Anyway, back to Thom.
Be between you showing my dad that and me asking your mum about your
Okay, Thom.
We're really a hit with the parents, aren't we?
So why do people then
Thom,
go
sorry.
Around
me,
with the name T-H-O-M? Yes. Is Thom, the guy I spoke to today, Thom, is T-H-O-M short for something like Thomas,
yes.
or did his Thomas. Parents name him Thom but just named him T-H-O-M?
You know how some people have different spellings of the name? So like my housemate Johnny is J-O-N. Like he's Jonathan, but it's J-O-N. There's no H in there.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Thomas, if you naturally shorten Thomas, it's T-H-O-M.
No, but when I asked Sonda whether the guy we spoke to this morning, Thom, was short for Thomas, she said, no, his name's just Thom. So his mum's named him just Thom, but T-H-O-M, yeah? See how I'm confused?
Yeah, but sure, but I'm a Thom, so.
You're not a Thom.
Oh, hey, my dad's here, the enforcer. Hey, Dad.
Hi, Tomo.
Yeah. Now, Carrie does not believe me that you guys named me Thomas and it was pronounced Thomas and Thom, but then the other kids teased me, so I went with Thom. Can you tell her that I'm a Thomas?
Of course you're a Thomas.
Yeah, no, why don't you?
Spell it. I don't want to speak to you. I want to speak to Mrs. Little.
No.
The Mr. Littles
All right,
are
Dad,
not good.
Put on your lady voice. Come on. Mum, are
okay,
you there?
Dear. Hello, this is Mrs. Little speaking. What do you want to know, Carrie?
Did you call, when your child came out of your birthing canal, did you call them Thomas or Thomas?
I've just fallen off my chair.
Did you
believe? This is all a lie.
Thomas.
See?
T-H-O-M-A-S. Yeah.
Why don't you believe me, my dad, and my mum?
Okay.
Give
For
us a
call.
For the
people listening, 131060, we're going to do Phone Me My One.
Are you? It's not.
What?
It's not Phone Me My One.
Yeah, I want to speak to
you. I am a Thom.
You're not a Thom.
You've spoken to my dad.
You're ruining my sequence.
You've spoken to my dad and my mum.
You're going to make me go crazy.
You are just asking for other. You're just asking for other Thoms.
Yes, I am asking for other Thoms.
Yeah.
Are you a Thom? Thom, 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 Thom.
I don't want to speak to people like Tomu pretending to be Thommies.
I'm not, mate.
I want to speak to 131060. If your name is actually spelt T-H-O-M and you go by the name Thom, I want to speak to you.
131060 is the number. Give us a call.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
For your drive home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Thomas Little.
It's not. Don't keep going with his line.
How many people in my life do you need to speak to?
131060. I've asked for Thoms to call us, T-H-O-Ms, because one of the guys at work, his name is spelt T-H-O-M.
It's me.
No, not you, the other guy. And his name's Thom.
Yes.
And I believe there must be people spelt T-H-O-M and their name is Thom.
And I'm here.
You're not here. Your
you
name's
just
Thomas
spoke
Little.
To my dad.
Who thinks he's
and
funny.
My mum. And
no, your dad turned into your mum. It was all very comical, but your name is still Thomas Little.
It's the Thomas. And
oh
I don't know why you don't
because
believe
it's
me.
Because I actually want to know if there's any Thoms in the world.
Why are you gnarling your teeth like this?
It doesn't help.
What does help?
Because I want to know if there's any Thoms.
I know, and I'm telling you I am.
Casey, are you a Thom?
Am I a Thom? Well, not only on my days off.
Okay. So do you know?
Why are you calling, Casey?
Well, look, listen, like I've been listening to your radio show for a little bit now, and when you said, you know, oh, my name's Thomas Little or Tommy Little and all that kind of stuff, had to laugh because my brother, his name is Thomas Little.
Is it really?
Mate, for days.
So Casey,
is his name Thomas or Thomas, Casey?
Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S.
Well, then why are you calling? Oh, I only asked
for Thomas to call. The reason why I'm calling was because I wanted to make sure that they weren't having any specials going on that day for the name. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't, but it's good. It's a good crack, Case. Case,
I'm on board with Case.
Nice to make another little. Yeah. Should we go to Tracy? Should we go from Casey to Tracy?
Yeah, Tracy, oh, you a Thom.
I'm a Thom. My last name is Thom, T H O M.
Why?
But are you a? But
why are these people calling?
No, it's Thom.
Help me.
But Tracy, Thom. Are you sure it's Thom?
Absolutely.
Because maybe it's Tracy Thom.
No. Although so, Tracy, I haven't called that.
Did you hear me?
Maybe they write.
Say on 13 10 60 call if your name's Thom.
She's no. angry. She's angry, Tracy.
No, I asked for Thoms, Tracy.
That's because they don't exist.
Tracy Thom, how dare you? I'm right here. I am a Thom.
No. Okay. Thanks for nothing, Tracy. No. Should we go to Kate?
Ask Kate. Ask
yeah,
Kate.
I'm giving up.
Kate, are you a Thom?
No, I'm not, but my son, I named him Thomas,
yeah.
And he gets Thom, and it's T-H-O-M, but people go, no, that's Thom, T-H-O-M. We're going to call him Thom.
So they're probably right.
And it drives him stupid.
Oh, but he should embrace Thoms. It's nice as a Thomas. I can testify that it's a good existence.
Kate, he's not a Thomas. He's, Thomas. His son's not his a Thomas argument, either.
His argument is, Mum, it's Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, yes? So if you want to call me Thom, it's T-O-M, as it sounds, not T-H-O-M, Thom. So he goes, you can't correct people when they go Thom, because that's actually when you look at it, that's, all right, so yeah, it's an English.
And did you tell Thom to quit with the back chat?
I did indeed. But,
yeah, good on you, Kate. Good on you.
Oh, my God, I think we have a Thom. Sorry, Kate, but Thom's called in. Thom, are you an actual Thom?
Is this me? Hello.
Yes. Hello, Thom.
Yes. G'day. How you going?
Yeah, are you a Thom?
My name's actually Sean.
Gary and Tommy. Gary and Tommy this afternoon and coming up real soon, thanks to Bedshed's mid-season sale, you can score a bedroom package worth $10,000 plus $2,000 cash.
But it is the issue that seems to be dividing our team in half.
Well, it's not. It's just me against the rest of you. Well, very much me against you, because you're being a knob.
I'm not trying to...
You're being a knob if you want to have it your way.
I just happen to be... My parents named me Thomas, and you that infuriates you for some reason, because you didn't think... You thought people spell their name Thom and Thomas, but you thought no one gets called Thom or Thomas. And I told you that I am a Thom, and you didn't believe they exist. And guess what? I believe we speak to another one. G'day, Peter.
Yes, hi, how you going?
You're not a Thom.
No, I'm definitely not.
Okay. But, Peter, putting Tommy's ridiculous thing aside where he's pretending to be a Thomas and a Thom, which he's not, do you actually know a person called Thom?
Yes, I used to work with a Thom at a hotel about 8 or 10 years ago.
Was he a Thomas, shortened down to Thom?
No, it wasn't for Thomas.
His name was just Thom?
No, it was for Thom Book.
It was for what?
Thom Book. He was from Thailand.
A Thom Book. There you go. Because, see, there's more Thoms around than you thought.
I thought he said phone book. Okay. Okay. So Peter has finally answered my question. He's an actual Thom.
I'm a Thom.
Oh, my God.
Peter, do you believe that I am a Thomas?
Absolutely. Tommy, you never lie.
No, I know. And my dad was on the show, then my mum was on the show, and they have both spoken to you.
Okay, well, let's rename the show then, the Carrie and Thommy Show. Is that what's happening?
Jesse, have you got something there for us?
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
Right around Australia, it's Carrie Bickmore and Thomas Little. This is Carrie and Thommy.
I can't work with a Thommy.
Yeah.
I just can't do it.
Okay. 131060, do you want to host the show with me, Thommy?
It's Carrie and Thommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Tuesday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
There were 10 in the bed and the little one said...
Hello.
G'day.
Get into bed with Carrie and Tommy.
Sets off everything during Bedshed's mid-season sale. Shop now at bedshed.com.au, where no one's better in the bedroom.
Oh, yeah. How good
is this? Awesome. Yep.
$2,000 cash today. Plus, you could score this massive bedshed bedroom package worth $10,000, because
all you got to do is talk in your best bedroom voice to win. We'll give you the topic, and you got 30 seconds just to woo us with your bedroom tone.
And it's a suitably unsexy topic that
it
you've
is.
Got to make sexy.
Catherine, have you got a good bedroom voice?
I hope so. I don't know. I'm not being told otherwise, so...
That'd be quite amazing for someone to tell you that, wouldn't it?
Just mid, please stop talking.
Mid throws a pash. Just a little less on the yap yap. up against you, Catherine, we have Scott. G'day, Scotty.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Yeah, pretty good.
You're making me laugh already, Scott.
Yeah, I feel like I'm at a disadvantage here.
Nah, just throw you back into it, Scott. You got this. I believe in you. What?
That's it's just an interesting choice of words. Catherine, Catherine, we are going to kick off with you. Our topic for today is renovations, and you have 30 seconds to woo this nation of ours. Are you ready to go?
Yeah, I am.
Catherine, your time starts now.
When I've been doing my renovations, my favourite part is grabbing a hammer with both hands. I put a nail into some firm wood and I just bang over and over and over. First, I start off really slowly and then I speed up, hammering, hammering, hammering. Until that nail is all done.
Yeah.
Oh, so much hammering, chat.
Yeah.
Catherine, you're great.
God, Scott, that is a hard act to follow.
Yeah, I don't think I can concentrate after that.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Just imagine you're in the same bed, shed bed, and you got to match Catherine, okay?
Scott, I was the same. It was only 30 seconds. I reckon I was done about halfway through. Scotty, you've got 30 seconds on the clock to renovate the hell out of us. Are you ready to go?
Yep, same topic.
Same topic, mate.
Renovations.
And your time starts now.
All right, guys, just let me flip into a voice that's a little more comfortable.
Okay.
Yeah, when I do some renovations, which I don't do very often, I like to start in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Take my bed, bed, shed, bed, and I'll put it together. Can you stop laughing? You distracted me.
Sorry, Scott. Sorry. I'm just going to turn my mic up. So I shouldn't laugh at you. It's not good. You can take it.
Okay.
Kick her. You've got another 10
too.
Seconds. But give her an extra. Give Scott an extra 10. Go on. Go on.
That's all I need.
Yeah, that's all. Because I thought Scotty was great. He dropped the sponsor in there.
I know, but honestly, who would you rather be in the bed with their voice, Catherine or Scott? I mean, I love Scott, but.
I thought
if you end up laughing, it's a problem, isn't it?
No, it's meant to be about having a good time. I thought Scotty was great.
Oh, I don't know. I thought Scotty was fun, but Catherine did a better bedroom voice on the topic of renovations.
You're the boss. Well, you're going to have to make the executive decision.
Oh, I don't know. Scotty, I mean, even you thought Catherine did it better, don't you?
Yeah. Yep, she definitely has a
sexy voice. You're so nice. Catherine, congratulations. You have won yourself $2,000.
Yes, thank you. Thanks, Scott.
Oh, Scotty, what a beautiful man.
We're going to play again tomorrow, guys. If you want to play, carryandtommy.com.au could win yourself a bedshed bedroom package worth $10,000 and $2,000 cash as well. Get up to 50% off everything during Bedshed's mid-season sale. Shop now at bedshed.com.au, where no one is better in the bedroom.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Tuesday afternoon. Carrie and Tommy's $1 million alpha bucks is coming up a little bit later on.
Ooh.
Talking about finances early on in a relationship is pretty awks, yeah. Is that one of the first things you do on your first date?
When do you do that? Because
good
I had a fight with a girlfriend because we were a year in and she wanted to know about finances.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable. A year in and you just haven't talked about it yet.
What do you mean? Like you say what you earn and the other person says what they earn.
Or just start talking about like shared accounts or, you know.
A year in?
What do you mean?
That's nuts.
Surely by
some
a year you've got to get a sense of
shared accounts.
Yeah.
Okay, but well, I think we're seeing the issue with you blokes. But don't you want to by then, if you're really going to have a long-term relationship with someone, want to start to be talking about, you know, what you do with your money, you know, what do you, are you saving for something?
Is that because you want to know if he's rich enough?
No, I just mean so I get a sense of how you live your life.
Right, right. So what would you ask me?
See credit
how much
statements.
Money do you have? Because a survey has found 13%.
We're 5 years in, so let's say it.
13% of Australians have had a breakup due to money issues. Mm. We could be in that 13%. Mm. So sometimes it's because a partner's learned of the other person's level of debt and they've gone, I'm out of here. Mm. Sometimes it's the other person's learned that the person doesn't really understand finances and they start going red flags.
Don't believe any of this. This is women that are all just dumping blokes because they don't have enough money.
It's interesting you say that because men were 4 times more likely to be dumped because of their financial situation than women.
4 times. 400 times.
Yeah, maybe it's because we start to have the conversation and you guys go all weird and go, well, we're only 20 years in. Why are we having this conversation?
Did you know when I was just starting in stand-up, I met a girl at a gig and this was a quick lesson why not to meet girls at gigs. And
I'm glad you've taken that lesson for the rest of your time. I mean, I've actually been at gigs where you've met
That's
me.
Not true.
So what's everyone doing after this?
Yeah. we had a drink together and I thought it was going great. And we got a cab back to my house and she said, what's this? And when we walked in the...
the cab or the house?
No, the house. When we got out the front, she said, what's this? And I said, oh, it's my house. And then we walked in and she went, what? This was the exact question. She said, why do you live here? Because I lived in the worst house because I had no money, right? But because the gig was like, she didn't know. I think the gig was like, maybe it was 400 people. Yeah. And I came on at the last as like the big act, but I wasn't even getting paid for the gig.
Oh, right? It was a freebie.
Had no money. The joint I was living in was $75 a week rent and it was awful, like should have been torn down and condemned. Yeah, and she went, whoa, whoa, whoa. And she said, I can't stay here.
Oh.
And I went, oh, what do we do? And she said,
come back to my
she said, but what do we do? Yeah. I was like, well, how do we work through this together?
Right around Australia, it's Carrie Bickmore and Thomas Little. This is Carrie and Thommy.
Yes, it is. And later on, Carrie and Thommy's Million Dollar Alpha Bucks.
Mm. Am I going to have to keep saying your name's not Thomas for how long? When will we go back to the original opener?
Well, maybe when I die.
Never.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
From this day forward, you'd like to be known as Thomas.
No, well, I mean, I have been known as Thomas for my whole life because that is my name.
It's not.
But as I said, people think it's a bit too funny. And so, you know, the one thing I hate is being funny. So I prefer Tommy.
If you have just joined us and haven't heard the last hour, his name is Thomas Little, spelt T-H-O-M-A-S.
We had my dad on, we had my mum on, Thomas.
Anyway, if you're old,
yes.
Boy, have we got a story for you next.
I've got grandparents breaking and entering over here. What do you got?
I've got a grandparent doing something that I will never, ever, ever do.
Calling me Thomas.
It's coming up next. It's Carrie and Thommy.
Carrie and Thommy.
For your Tuesday arvo, Carrie Bickmore and Thommy Little.
It's time for
Bickmore's Old Bits.
Old people are the best.
Aren't they?
What did your oldies get up to in your story today?
This is a grandma who broke into a water park at 2 a.m. because she was frischnickered after a few too many pints at the pub.
2 a.m. is late for an oldie to be up.
Yeah. Claire and Barry. Barry is one of her friends. She met up at his house for a...
Baz always gets her into trouble. They go out for a few pints. They end up breaking into water park.
So you know what they did? They broke into the water park and then they went down the water slide together thinking it was clear at the bottom and it actually had a barricade at the bottom.
Yeah. So Barry would have gone down first because, you know, chivalry isn't dead.
Yeah, no, they went down together. which is quite lovely. And you think how much?
What, you mean how together? Like was if, Claire's little old hands wrapped around Barry's waist?
They just went around down at the same time.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you think how much damage could you actually do with that?
Oh, well, do you I don't want, know if I want to know.
Do you want to know?
The speed and a barricade and brittle bones.
Mm. Do you want to know?
I think you're going to tell me anyway.
They're both in. They will get out of their wheelchairs, but they're both currently in wheelchairs because Barry has shattered both his ankles.
Why are you bringing me this story?
Because
this is horrible. I thought it was a fun story about old people breaking into a water park.
Because you handed me this and you said I'll do the William Shatner one. It's really good. You do this one.
Yeah, but I didn't know they ended up hurt.
Yeah. Well, what was I meant to do after I read it? Say no.
Let's just say, just anyway, lie. You tell me your story.
Do you want to know
so, hold on, is
you know
Claire okay?
No.
She's in a wheelchair.
Yeah. Yeah, what's Claire got?
She snapped her shin.
Oh, Claire.
Oh, I know, but they'll be back. They're in pretty good spirits. I remember thinking no one was going to find us. No.
Then, is that never, what Claire says?
I'll never forget what I saw.
Who says yours. They'll never forget what they saw?
Claire.
Oh, yeah. What, the injuries on Barry?
Oh, I think it's on her own.
Yeah. Oh, God. Well, I was going to give you some Shatner news.
Yeah.
William Shatner.
Yeah.
He's 90 now.
Isn't he?
I had no idea he'd gotten that old.
Yes. I thought he died a while ago and was just a hologram now.
Captain Kirk from Star Trek.
Yeah.
He is going to be the oldest person in history to travel into space. He's going up on Bezos' Blue Origin rocket.
Ooh. He says, that the one that doesn't go high enough or last long enough?
Isn't that what
Molly said?
Yes, Wally. Yes.
Wally, sorry.
Wally, the older lady, the astronaut, who couldn't go up when she was younger, so she got to go up and she was disappointed that it didn't go high enough and she didn't get to see the curvature.
Yes, and no zero gravity time.
Yeah, I hope Captain Kirk gets a better run than Wally did. Anyway, he said he's heard about space for a long time now.
I've heard about space.
I'm taking the opportunity to see it for myself.
Yeah.
That space
stuff, I've heard about that for a while now. Yeah, you were in Star Trek. Yeah, that's right, I was. Hey, Bickers, I would love to. Why are you just reading silently?
Sorry. Yeah. Because at the bottom of my sheet, it talks about how Claire can't walk for another 6 weeks.
Oh, don't, mate.
Don't Barry's been moved into temporary accommodation.
I know. It's really bad. Hey, do you want my harrowing water park story? It's quick. Or no, let's just go to Should we do this?
Are there any Claire and Barrys listening to us now? Claire and Barrys. I mean people of their age.
Oh.
And the Captain Kirks of this world.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. That's great.
Who is our oldest listener?
Yes, we would love to chat to you. If you think that might be you.
Do you think we've got 90-year-olds listening?
I would love to chat to a 90-year-old. Give us a call, 13 1060. We'd love to chat to our oldest listener.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
That's Guy Sebastian's latest one. It's called Believer. Carrie and Tommy this afternoon.
Bickers, what are we doing here?
We're trying to find our oldest listener.
How
because
great.
We were just chatting about
William Shatner going into space.
Yep, Claire and Barry who had broke their oldies and they broke into a water park at 2 a.m. after having a few pints at the pub.
Yes.
And they got themselves into a spot of bother.
Yes.
But it was pretty wild breaking
wild.
In 2 a.m. William Shatner is 90 and he's heading into space.
Yes.
And we thought, I wonder what the oldest listener listening to our show is.
Yes. G'day, Marina.
Hey, how you going?
Marina, you don't sound old at all.
Well, I'm not that old. I'm 53, but anyone old is going to be asleep by now, I'm telling you.
I mean, you're young, Marina, 53. You've got half your life to go, babe.
Well, I feel young, but some people would say I'm old.
Have you ever broken into a water park in the middle of the night?
No, I can't say I have.
How do you feel about getting strapped to a rocket and shot into space?
What's the wildest thing you've done, Marina, in your life?
I crawled across the Anzac Bridge in Sydney dressed up as a baby. It's 400 metres.
Did you?
That's
hang
very
on.
Fun. How old were you?
I was about 25. It was actually for a radio competition many years ago.
Wow. You crawled across, like, which bit?
The whole, like, at the side, there's obviously, like, a pedestrian and a bike path.
Yes.
So it was during peak hour traffic and I had people yahooing and yelling and, oh, my God, it was crazy.
I was going to suggest we should do that, but now that I heard you did it on radio 20 years ago.
What did you get, Marina?
30 is
A $2,000 David Jones card, gift card.
That doesn't seem...
That was worth it.
I was going to say that doesn't seem like enough. Did you feel like it was good value?
I thought it was okay.
Yeah.
But the crazy thing was, I came up with what I had to do. You had to come up with crazy things to do. So that's even worse.
Good on you, Marina. Well,
I love chatting to you, Marina, but I don't feel like you're quite old enough.
Who have you got there?
We've now got, I'm hoping this is not your dad, one show.
I reckon it is my dad.
Ian, are you there?
Yes, I am, Carrie.
Oh, it's not my dad.
Are you Tommy's dad?
No, I'm definitely not Tommy's dad.
Ian, it's very nice to meet another Ian. Ian, how old are you?
72.
Good on you, E. And E, how do you feel about being strapped to a rocket and shot into space?
I reckon it'd be great, Tommy.
Yeah, I reckon the same. Have you got things? Like, have you skydived? Have you bungee jumped?
Or
have you got
bucket list things?
Yeah, bucket list things.
Oh, well, let's see. Probably in my early 50s, I did a solo parachute jump.
You went solo? How was that?
Unreal.
So what's still on the list to do, Ian? Anything crazy?
Oh, I don't know. I've done a bungee jump.
Oh.
In, from New Zealand, from down in South Island of New Zealand.
Hmm. Yeah.
Been hot air ballooning.
Oh, Ian, you've done it all.
This is all in later life, not too busy raising kids that earlier on to worry about doing those things.
Yeah. Have you got kids and grandkids as well?
Yes, I got two grandchildren. One's a girl, 18, and one's a young fellow, almost 11.
Do you listen to our show often, or is this just a random day you happen to flick past, Ian?
Every single day, Carrie.
Oh, Ian, you are the best. You are the best.
You should call in more often, Ian.
Well, I listen to Fav, Fifi and Nick in the morning, going to work, and coming home from work, I listen to Carrie and Tommy.
Ian, what do you do for work?
Production coordinator.
Oh, yes, what do you make?
Something called operable walls. So they're a wall that runs on a track that can be opened up or put away depending on how big you want your room.
Ian, you're the best. Thank you for, firstly, thank you for listening. Thank you for getting involved as well. We love having you.
Thank you very much, Tommy.
Cheers, brother.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy this afternoon for Tassal Salmon Responsibly Sourced Tassie Salmon.
Yum, yum, yum. It is on the menu for Friday, World Salmon Day.
Yeah.
I'm thinking maybe with some roast veggies. While it's not too hot yet, while the cooler weather's here, bit of roast beetroot, bit of salmon, right, baked in the middle of it with potatoes all around. Oh.
So you've got your idea sorted, right? But if you don't, the wonderful folks at Tassal Salmon are putting on a virtual cooking masterclass. So,
God, that's going to be better than my idea. Maybe I should join the masterclass. I didn't know they had a masterclass.
Yeah, join the masterclass. It's a good idea. Hey, Bickers, coming up.
I should just say, I've just worked out where I'm watching that on Tassal's Instagram Live.
Yes.
You didn't say that bit. And all these people are like, yes, I want to go to the masterclass. Where do I go?
Yes. Yes. Hey, speaking of cooking, someone bought a paella pan. Find out who next.
I know who it is.
Find out who.
And it's not next. It's later. Also, find out million who. $1 million up
before
next.
Five.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Miguel?
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
If you drive home the Savo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
$1 million Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks Millionaire.
Jennifer, how are we feeling?
I'm so nervous. My heart is racing.
Jennifer, you've got such a calming voice.
No, don't. My heart is racing.
You're going to be absolutely fine.
I'm reading here, Jennifer, what you plan to do with the money. And look, it's an interesting prospect because you want to buy a house on acreage, but you want it to be big enough for your best friend, your hubby, and your fur babies. So is this like a commune? How's it working with your best friend and the hubby?
Yeah, with like the hallway that goes between the two areas of the house so that we can see each other whenever we want to.
Jennifer, are you buying yourself into a third wheel situation?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Do they have a house at the moment? or are you, it will it be all of your...
Oh, sorry, it's the best friend and her hubby.
Yeah, yeah.
Not your hubby.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's even, you know how you thought it was weird? It was weird. It's
so
weirder.
It's even weirder. You're going to buy your best friend and her hubby a house and then you're going to live there with them. That's why I get the third wheel reference. Mm, right.
Mm. Well, I can't leave her hubby out of it, so...
Jen, you're nuts and fun. Let's hope you win. No pressure. It's only $1 million on the line.
How do you think it's going to go when you meet this hubby that you're yet to find and you say, I'm the third wheel with my best friend and a hubby. Do you want to join us? It's like a swinger scenario, isn't it?
Yeah.
All of this chatter was just to make you less nervous, Jennifer, okay?
Okay.
Did it work? Okay, good. Because,
all right, you've got 30 seconds to answer all 10 questions, Jen. We're going to take your first answer. You can't use the same answer twice. Pass if you don't have an answer, and we'll come back if we have time, and time will start at the end of the first question. Get all 10 right, you win 10 grand today, and you win your way to $1 million day with us, okay?
Okay.
All right, your letter for today is M, like M for machine, okay?
Yep, okay, got it.
Okay.
Jennifer, are you ready to go?
Yes, ready.
Name something on a calendar.
Month.
A job title.
Manager.
A brand name.
Mercedes.
A musician.
Megan Trainor.
Something in space.
Moon.
A retail store.
Mecca.
Something sweet.
Mocha chocolate.
A movie.
You were accurate, but just a little bit too slow, yeah. Jennifer. You were very smart at that.
You were
that,
great.
Though.
That was a great letter. And oh my God, the movie. There's millions of them. I know.
Oh, and then you had a three-letter word and a country in Africa to go.
Yeah, Africa would have had me too.
Right. Okay. Well, that you can feel better, though, knowing that you may not have got that one right.
Yeah.
Jennifer, I did not know until I had this sheet in front of me that Mauritius is an African country.
Yes.
Oh, there you go. So, I should write that one down for next time, hey?
Jen, thank you very much. Good luck with that whole third wheeling thing. you can enter again. If you haven't entered yet, what are you doing? Download the Listener app for free. Search Carrie and Tommy, fill out the form. That could be you.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country, if you drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, Bickers, I thought it was time. It's been a little while. I thought it was time to get fellow gang member, fellow Heaven's Angel from my dirt bike gang on air. Of course, talking about my housemate, Johnny.
Here's Johnny.
I feel like doing my own intro, like just to help out and get it on.
Hey, Johnny, I wanted to come on and talk about Johnny told me yesterday, he said, oh, he's just getting flooded with this certain type of video at the moment. Can you tell Carrie what the internet is flooding you with?
Is this the one about airplanes?
No, it's about the age gaps.
Oh, God, I have been flooded with those. What's that little game that they play that they do, like they do fists and they punch each other and they answer questions? What's that?
I don't know you're talking about. I thought we were going to talk about paella pans.
We're going to get to
paella pans. Yeah. But right now we're talking
on Instagram.
On
Instagram where they get some young chick and the old bloke is about 30 years difference and they answer questions together like, why are you with him? She goes, because he's got deep pockets and he's nice to me. You know that? Mm.
My algorithm doesn't give me those videos, unfortunately.
And Johnny, to be fair, before you showed me it, I had never seen it either. But I thought when
is
you
is that
first,
just because Johnny's old? Is that why?
Well, I thought first of all that all these people were sending these videos to Johnny, and I thought it was a bit rough because it's like the highest age gap you had was it 32 years older the guy
34.
Was. 34.
He was,
yeah, but then I found out that, in fact, Johnny, no one was sending you those videos and they were just appearing on your phone. Is that true?
That's true.
Yes.
What have you been Googling?
Yeah.
I have no idea. Really,
I reckon
don't.
It's biggest age gap between rich men and hot women.
Sugardaddy.com.
Yes. Is that how you see yourself, is it?
No, I doubt it. I haven't got the deep pockets.
Would you consider
He cleans a lot.
He cleans up after me.
Yeah. he cleans the bathroom for me.
Hey, because I think we need your help because Johnny bought a paella pan and it's causing some issues in the house.
Well, it's interesting because I saw you post a pic the other day and I thought you'd made paella.
Yeah, no,
I think it was a bit cheeky, that post. It did make it look like you'd made paella.
Yeah, I agree.
But it was your paella.
Yeah, it was mine. My heart and soul was into that.
Yeah, and you went out and bought a pan for it.
Yes, I did.
Yes, but you didn't want to spend money on one of the good pans.
I spent so much money on chicken. So I thought, because I spent so much money on the chicken, I'd try and get the cheap pan, the chicken in.
Yeah.
And it seemed to, I reckon about 20 minutes after we used it, it started rusting.
It's like I bought a cheap fire pit and the same thing's happened.
Yeah. But Johnny's got a theory because it's a stick pan, which I don't know why anyone would buy that.
No, but you do want that for paella because you want the crust at the bottom.
No.
That's how you make the paella.
No, but then you know what how have you told me that we have to store this pan?
Well, all I've done is I've just kept it covered in oil, sides.
Yeah,
so
but
it's
now
got
it's
no
just,
air.
Now it's just sitting on our stove the whole time, a huge paella pan.
Make it a masterpiece. Decorate it.
Until we
it's
just,
got oil in it.
We have to just decide which drawer is the oil drawer that we put in.
Where do you put a pan covered in oil?
Above the fridge. And then when you pull it down off the fridge, it tips off. Can't you just spray it? Every day with spray with spray oil rather than have it sitting in a whole lot of oil?
Well, I pretty much do that, but I just, instead of spraying it, I just smear it on all sides.
Right.
But then it just slowly drips down onto the wrist of the bench top.
Maybe just throw it out. You're not going to make paella again for another 10 years or something. Let's be honest. It's a lot. Paella's a lot of effort.
How much will that cost us in olive oil in that time?
Yeah, 50-odd bucks, but this $25 pan, we'll see another day.
This sugar daddy, he's got it covered, 50 bucks. He's sorted.
He oils my pans as well as cleans up.
OilyDaddy.com. Thanks,
Johnny.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
The Tuesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Yo, Jesse.
Yeah, dog.
You got that paper ready?
Yeah, dog.
Carrie, Tommy, do that quiz from the newspaper. We do the questions first and we get them answers later. Most exciting radio quiz of all time. Carrie, Bickmore, Tommy Little, put your hands up because it's quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
It's take a quiz time.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Producer Sonda, can we get your prediction again, please?
5 out of 5.
No pressure.
Question number one, what is a sturgeon?
Thank you.
Oh, I was going to say it is a
fish.
A firm stool.
Or it's a surgeon who specialises in stomachs.
It's a sturgeon.
It's
a fish.
Is it a fish, not a bird?
No, I don't know why you're a bird.
Fish.
I don't know if I'd want to eat baked sturgeon. Sounds gross.
It does.
Yeah. Do you want some pan-fried sturgeon? Hey?
Why'd you go with baking? When do you ever have baked fish?
What do you mean?
Don't you pan-fry fish or deep-fry fish?
Well, sometimes you want to mix it up and you bake it. And you put some olives and some tomatoes and dill. And you bake it.
Bit of dill.
Bake
What's your favourite herb? I know you. The hooch. Stupid question to ask. Do you ever put that in your cooking?
Basil.
Is that what you call it? No, I didn't say who's your favourite mayor.
Basil is my favourite. Used to be tarragon.
Oh, my God.
But tarragon got too strong for me.
When's he coming back?
He's What's your favourite hoot?
The hoot. I've only recently discovered thyme, and I've been having it on chippies, and it's delicious.
You've been having a great time.
Yeah. Good. I shouldn't be. I started that. That's my fault. Jesse.
Question number two. Name the first Australian woman to win Olympic gold.
What? The first Australian woman to win Olympic gold?
Yeah, what was her name?
Yeah, that's a great question. I got no idea. When would it be? It's a lot earlier than Dawn.
Eva Gungulagon Cooley, because I'm reading that to Evie at the moment, but no, that's tennis,
like,
and they would have done gold back
Betty
then.
Betty Cuthbert for running or something?
When's 50s? That? Because Dawn's about then, isn't she?
Oh, she wasn't that. She wasn't the 50s, was she?
She's not
because she got banned.
No.
Well, she got banned from Melbourne, and so that was 64, wasn't it?
Oh, no, that was 56.
56.
Oh, then I'm wrong. I'm wrong about it all. Don't listen to me.
All right, let's go, Betty. Betty.
Question number three: in entertainment, what does the acronym EDM stand for?
Electronic dance music.
Yeah.
Does it? What if you send someone an EDM?
I don't know.
That's an
like when we do our beanie campaign, we send people an email. It's an EDM, electronic mail distribution. That's what that is.
EMD.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, you're right. It is an
EDM. No, it's an EDM. Electronic distribution database. Of mail.
Electronic data.
There you go. Yeah.
Mail out?
Mail out.
Yeah. Well, what did we actually say, though?
Electronic dance music.
Question number four, what novella by Antoine de Saint-Exupéry is one of the best-selling books of all time?
I love the word novella.
Oh, what were little one? I assume it's one of those, you know, the, okay, I'm going to say something stupid. You know, but you know the Penguin Classics and they've got little ones.
Yes.
Surely it's one of those, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like what are some of the little ones?
Is that what a novella
ones?
Is?
Like yeah, little like novella.
Yeah. Like Grug. Grug is a novella.
Is it?
No.
Like.
So outraged because, what? No.
I thought it was a kid's book.
Spot, also a novella.
They're just like short stories, really, aren't they?
It's not Dracula. It's not. Good. I've ruled out one.
What? Does anyone know a famous novella?
No.
What? Nah.
No. Okay. Pass.
Question number five. What country has the longest coastline in South America?
Chile?
Chile would be my guess too.
Yeah.
What's the one all the
what
long
about
one?
Brazil?
Argentina as well, all long.
But I feel like, isn't Chile the one that goes from top all the way to bottom?
Yes, I've driven down the coastline. Chile.
Was it long?
It was long and stunning.
I reckon it's Brazil.
Okay, Brazil.
Ooh. I reckon you should have gone with chili.
All right, answers. Question number one, what is a sturgeon? It is a fish.
Thank you.
Name the first Australian woman to win Olympic gold. It was Fanny Durack.
Sorry, I should have got that. That's my second favourite. That's my second favourite Fanny. Because you know my favourite Fanny.
Is what?
Downhill skier, Fanny Schmeller.
Very good for Germany, wasn't she? Question number three. In entertainment, the acronym EDM stands for electronic dance music. What novella
well done,
by
Tommy.
Antoine de Saint-Exupéry is one of the best-selling books of all time? It is The Little Prince.
Got that at home.
Did you hear when he made it into a longer book?
Oh.
It's called The Big Prince. It's okay. It's okay.
What's the longest coastline in South America?
The longest coastline in South America is Brazil.
Yay. How did you know that?
Because I've seen a map.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
Now that the podcast is over, Carrie and Tommy are definitely thinking about a quick and nutritious dinner, like responsibly sourced Tassal Tassie salmon. Switch it up, Australia, and get a healthy boost of omega-3 tonight.